I'm Norma Walton, and this is Norma Walton Talks. Today on Norma Walton Talks, we're discussing how much is enough. North American society tells us that money equals happiness. And once you live a little while, you realize that that's not the case. Some of the most miserable people in the world are rich, but there is some truth to it. You need enough money to cover basic needs. What are your basic needs? They're not the latest basketball shoes or a Ferrari, but what they encompass is basic shelter, clothing, food, clean water, and a safe environment in which to live. So those are the five things that you need to have in order to foster happiness from money. Once you have achieved those five objectives, what else do you need and how much is enough? Well, I suggest you turn your mind to the following five steps. The first step is your budget. A lot of people in North America love to buy stuff, sort of what our culture encourages. And Charles Dickens once said, if you earn $100 and your expenses are $99, you'll be happy. If you earn $100 and your expenses are $101, you'll be miserable. And if you think about that, if every month you're spending $1,000 more than you earn, in a year you owe $12,000 that you can't pay. So if that's the case, the idea is increase your income, decrease your expenses until you bridge that $1,000. Because then, like Charles Dickens said, you'll be happy. So that's the first step, is your budget. The second step is your debt. A lot of people hate debt. So my girlfriend and I were just chatting about someone we know who can't stand debt. She has a minor mortgage on her house and she's desperate to pay it off and it keeps her up at night, because there's a mortgage there. Whereas other people are perfectly comfortable to use their houses as sort of a bank account with a line of credit that they can sort of draw upon to do what they want to do. So everybody is different with debt. You need to figure out what you're comfortable with. So obviously credit card debt is not smart if you carry a balance, but a car loan might be smart for you. Our grandparents used to save for vacations, they used to save for their cars, they used to save for any expenditure of any size, and they used to desperately pay off their mortgage as quickly as they could. Our generation is much more lax with money, but everybody's very different. So figure out what your comfort level is with debt and try to get to that point. So that's step number two once you've covered your basic needs. Step number three is you need an emergency fund. What happens if your child gets sick and you need to take a leave of absence from work for 6 months? What happens if you lose your job? What happens if there's an expenditure that has to be made, maybe a legal expense that you have to fund? You'll be a lot more comfortable and relaxed if you have some sort of emergency funds, whether it's money in the bank or a line of credit you can draw upon. It'll just relax you a little bit, and having that amount of money is a smart move. So that's step number three. Step number four is your retirement. Our banks in Canada love to talk to us about our retirement because very few people nowadays have a fixed pension. If you're a teacher, if you're a firefighter, if you're a police officer, if you're a government employee, if you have some sort of union, you're among the fortunate few that have a pension plan. But most of us don't, and all we have is old age security and potentially CPP. So if that's you, you need to think about where the balance of your income is going to come from when you retire. I've done a previous program about rental income, funding a comfortable retirement. The banks generally suggest RSPs and stocks and GICs and bonds and a combination of things. It's important, no matter what your preferences are or your inclinations are for retirement, that you think about it and come up with a plan. So that's step number four in determining how much money is enough. Step number five is who would be impacted if something happened to you yesterday. So if you were hit by a bus yesterday, who are your dependents? Who are the people who will be financially poorer off because you're not there? And an insurance policy is what you typically need for them if you don't have enough savings and assets. If you think about children, I have four children and a husband. So if something happened to me, I have an insurance policy that would take care of them because I won't be there to do it. That's the sort of thing you want to think about in step number 5. So those are my 5 steps to determining how much is enough once you cover your basic needs. This is Norma Walton Talks. I would love it if you would talk back. Tell me if the program was helpful. Tell me if you have other ideas. Tell me if you disagree with anything I've said or if you have some other additions. That would be wonderful. Thank you.